AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. White House Budget Director Russ Vogt said the Trump administration will withhold $2.1 billion for Chicago infrastructure projects. That expands the funding fights that have targeted Democratic areas during the government shutdown. President Trump is no longer distancing himself from Project 2025. AP's Donna Warder.
When Donald Trump was still running for president in 2024, he distanced himself from Project 2025, the Heritage Foundation's massive proposed overhaul of the federal government, on July 20th, 2024, in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
They come up with this I don't know what the hell it is. It's Project 25.
September 11th, 2024, in Philadelphia.
I have nothing to do with Project 2025.
But Trump posted Thursday morning on his Truth Social site that he'd be meeting with his budget chief, Russ Vogt, quote, he of Project 2025 fame, end quote. Amar Moussa, who worked with the Biden-Harris campaign, says, quote, Donald Trump and his stooges lied through their teeth about Project 2025, and now he's running the country straight into it, end quote. I'm Donna Warder.
Hospitals say that Israeli strikes overnight killed at least 57 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. AP's Charles de Ledesma.
At least 29 people have been killed by Israeli fire in southern Gaza, according to Nasser Hospital, which received the bodies. Officials say 14 of them are killed in an Israeli military corridor, where there have been frequent shootings around the distribution of humanitarian aid. Officials at the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in the central city of Deir al-Balah say they had received 16 dead from Israeli strikes. Aid group Doctors Without Borders say one of its occupational therapists was killed while waiting for a bus in Deir al-Balah in a strike that seriously wounded four other people. Hamas is still considering its response to the U.S. peace plan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Munich airport was temporarily shut down overnight after several drone sightings in the area. This is AP News. One of the two men killed in a car and knife attack on a synagogue in the English city of Manchester appears to have been accidentally shot by a police officer as worshippers tried to stop the attacker from entering the building. The head of soccer's global governing body has addressed a possible suspension of Israel over the conflict in Gaza. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
FIFA has faced growing global calls to suspend Israeli teams from soccer, but its president, Gianni Infantino, says it must promote peace and unity. Infantino also notes after a meeting of FIFA's ruling council that it could not solve political issues. Soccer politics have been in the spotlight before 2026 World Cup qualifying games for Israel resume next week. European soccer leaders recently made their strongest push against Israeli teams during their two-year conflict in Gaza. UEFA did not ask its executive committee to vote on suspending Israel. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.